This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice.
Hypocrite, I didn't even think of that.
Right?
Oh, are we on?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show brought to you by Volvo.
Tell us what happened.
Nothing. He's just being Vinny.
Oh, don't, me?
Yes, Vinny, you.
Vinny and his doofus
down.
Self.
Yes, doofus Vinny is
okay.
Here with us on hump day. All right, here's what's going on the show today. 6:30, Phil Collins tickets. 7:30, Maroon 5 tickets. 8:30, Bottle Rock Napa Valley tickets.
It's coming up.
And it's next weekend.
Yeah, I wish I had a ticket.
Well, you do have one ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's going on with the tickets?
Yeah, what's up with that?
Nothing. They won't give us any more tickets.
Yeah, and
I get one.
Are they VIP tickets or are they just regular old tickets?
Yeah, they're VIP tickets.
Oh,
but
good.
What am I going to do with one ticket?
Sell it to me. Mm. I'll buy it off you. Mm. Are they for which nights?
Mm. Well, she has to go there with her ID and pick it up, right?
Yeah.
Ow. Can I get a note from you?
Sure.
All right.
$5.
Damn it. I'll give you $5 for it. Oh, my God.
We need notes? What do we need notes for?
If we're going to take somebody's...
Sarah Clark can use Yuzette Salazar's ticket. Right. Thank you.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. I hope that works.
Did it work when you used to have your parents' credit cards at the supermarket?
It did.
Yes, for Mervyn's. Yeah.
That was olden days,
Mervyn's,
though.
And when I had to buy my mom smokes.
Mm.
Yep. Vinny, you want to win $5?
Absolutely.
It's time to play a game.
Woo!
I mean, why not, right?
Yeah.
All right. You got this, Finn. 3 out of 5 is what I need you
all
to
right.
get.
All right. For the record this week, I'm 0 for 2.
I know. I'm giving you, this is your chance to redeem yourself. Are these actors over 65 or not?
Ooh.
65 or over. All right.
All right.
You're gonna ace this.
Okay.
Ted Danson.
Absolutely.
That is correct. He turned 70 last year.
Wow.
He is holding
Sam
up well.
Alone. Mm-hmm. He looks good.
Number 2.
Mm-hmm.
Denzel Washington.
Did you say over 65?
65 or
this
over.
This is a tough one because he looks great.
Mm-hmm. Is Denzel Washington 65 or over?
No.
That is correct, Vinny. He is 63.
Oh.
Wow. He'll be 64. In December. Next up, Hulk Hogan.
Ooh.
Is Hulk Hogan 65 or over?
I don't know about this guy. I'm going to say yes.
I'm sorry. He's 64.
Oh, that was a punk move.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Come on.
Well, you knew some of them weren't going to be 65 yet. He'll be 65 in August. Next up.
Catch your claws and...
And
can you believe
out.
Some guy let Hulk Hogan do his wife?
Yeah, I can believe that.
You
guy's
can?
A scumbag. Yeah. Bubba the Love Sponge? Come on.
Yeah. Well,
guy's a tool.
I don't know anything about him.
I can't believe his wife was down. I mean, that's like a den of iniquity at that guy's house.
Listen,
are they still
she married? She married him.
I
don't know
don't
if
know.
They're still together.
I don't know anything about them. Get your clothes and get out.
I feel like a fat pig.
Hilarious. Next up.
Yeah.
Pee-wee Herman. Paul Rubens. Is Pee-wee Herman over 65 or over?
That is a toughie. I'm going to say yes.
He is over 65. He turned
Whoa.
65 last August.
Really?
He's been playing Pee-wee for over 40 years now. And you've won the game, but Liam Neeson, yes or no?
Ooh.
Oh, he is.
He is. He turned 65 just last June. I thought he was well over 65.
And
no.
He's still gorgeous.
Vinny, I owe you $5.
All right. Can you give that to Yuzette, please?
Is that who you owe it to?
Yes.
All right.
That is part of my payment for Vaughn's birthday.
When am I going to get that? The 12th of never?
Well, you're getting five.
You're getting it
today.
In $5 increments,
okay.
Use that.
There's a down payment. Are we just, in a layaway installation?
Yeah, it's a layaway.
I told you last
Come
week.
Come on. I bought a bunch of underwear. I need to you know, pay to the kitty.
You bought a you bought a bunch of underwear for the kitty?
I did.
You Are know, we talking say, about?
I'm not sure.
No,
tell me more.
To the kitty is the
it's like the
account,
pot, thing, right?
Yeah.
The kitties.
But that's
what
funny
you win.
That I said that because of the underwear thing.
Yep, it is funny. Yeah. So, tell us more about this underwear that you bought.
Yeah, I just went and bought a bunch of underwear yesterday.
Yeah, what kind of underwear?
Well, Sarah.
Yes.
I bought, what did I say, Vinny? 24, 25 pair. Vinny and I spoke yesterday.
She wrote me and
five
said,
pairs?
I spent $600 on.
Oh, that's true.
Wait, what did you say?
Chonies? Like 25 pairs of chonies. I bought 3 bras. I bought 2 form fitters.
What does that
What's
mean?
What's that mean?
Like Spanx. Spanx. Yeah.
Oh.
But I buy the kind that are braless. You know, so they're like boy shorts up
yeah.
here, and then they're a whole thing, but it's braless.
So it's like got straps on the top?
Yeah.
But your boobs are
around
stuck
your
around.
Arms?
And then
right.
you put a bra on under
right.
that
yeah.
or over it.
Right.
Whatever.
Oh.
Under it.
So, did you just recently inherit some money? Because you also paid for Vaughn's birthday.
No.
Lunch.
I just,
you are splashing out, girl.
I just don't
She's a rich
spend
girl.
And don't
too far, because you know it don't matter anyway.
Well, her husband is the premier Mercedes.
Is that what's
Benz
happening here?
Car
like, he's just
salesman.
Raking it in. You guys are just raking it in now.
Well, they just sent him on a free trip to Alabama.
Oh, my God.
Posh. Alabama. He stayed at the Sheraton.
Oh,
my God.
Wow. High end.
Yeah.
And he's coming home today.
Yes. I'm
so you
so
had to
excited.
Get $600 worth of hot new underwears for him.
Yeah.
It's a bitch,
yeah,
girl.
My old man's
it's
money.
Gone too far. Because
you
know it don't matter anyway. Rich girl. Money, but it won't get you too far. Get you too far. Don't you know? Don't you know?
No, I really never spend money. I never go shopping.
I
the
know.
Last time I went shopping was probably 2 years ago, and I really needed chonies. I needed new bras. I'm wearing one new bra right now.
Are you wearing one of your new chonies right now?
I am.
Let me have
her.
Yeah,
let's
have
see
a look
all over her chest as she's talking.
Oh, that bra looks great.
We can't see it.
It's
How
big.
Do you see it?
I had to safety pin because it's too like.
Oh, there
oh,
we
boy.
Go.
I hope you're watching
Everyone
on the camera. That
Everyone
is
see
a,
that?
Looks
38
great.
G.
A 38 G.
Right.
And
they
it looks
applause?
Did they fit you?
Yeah.
So they measured you and said that's what you are.
Yep.
Oh.
She goes 38 triple D. She goes, you know what? Let's go. And I tried on the D's. The triple D's, but I kept coming over the top.
Pushing out the top.
She said, let's go with G.
And it's perfect.
They Wait, it goes from D
and
to
like
G?
$80.
Triple D.
Yeah,
G.
triple D to G.
$80.
Yeah.
Each bra.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much reinforcement. They have to use titanium to hold those babies up. That's why they're so expensive.
Yeah.
So let me see the underwear.
Yeah, let's see that.
They're just like boy shorts.
What kind of waistband?
Let's All right, here we go. Everyone's Hold unzipping
on.
Her pants.
Wait. Take it off her pants.
Oh, they're cute. Oh, just they're clean cotton pants. She's got granny panties on. All right. I crossed over, everyone.
Why are we clapping?
Yeah, that's not funny.
The whole show it. Just broke its neck trying to get a look at that. Everybody, not just
so,
the boys.
Looks good.
So I've cotton. I did some Lycra, and then I did some lace.
Of course you did. Did you do any thongs?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, I hurt my butt these days.
Yeah, I don't like thongs and stuff on my crack. All the chicks that wear thongs out there, you know, good for you.
No,
yeah,
I mean,
totally.
There was a time where sure. it was fine. And
oh,
outfits.
Is your butt sore now or something? You just not into
yeah.
the string?
Yes. Yeah,
you got a little sore bum?
Uh-huh.
I see. Heiny.
Most of them say they don't feel it. They don't
yeah,
notice
I know.
That
People
line.
Say
yeah,
that.
That's what you
and
say.
I've heard that and I tried them and I was like, okay, well, at some point I'm going to not feel this anymore. And then I was like, well, I still feel it. It's like there's some, it's just like, you know, you don't want underwear in your butt. Like I'm always picking, I was like, I can't be picking this string out of my butt. I'm not doing this.
Well, that's where it lives. You don't pick it out.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But it feels like the way you don't want underwear to feel.
But that, it's home. That's where it lives.
But that isn't home. It's just, I just didn't feel like it was offering me the kind of coverage I wanted.
Yeah.
Plus, I look so terrible in them. You're like, I put them on and I look in the mirror and go, oh, God.
You're trying to spread the string across your crack?
I'm just trying to get it out of the crack. I need it in there. Things get all twisted up.
It's supposed to be there.
Yeah, you're clearly missing the point.
Clearly. I tried. I can't do it.
Try again.
No. I'm too old to try. I'm an old dog, Hooman. I don't need any new tricks.
You want to see her in a thong, Hooman?
No.
Well, we all know she's your love.
Oh, I know, okay. Secretly. Someday, look, if John, if anything happens to John, you're going to be right there to pick up the pieces.
Oh.
As a friend.
She's got friend zoned, bro.
Friend zone.
Yeah, she'll unfriend zone you when John's out of there. Don't worry.
Friends.
How many of us have them?
Friends.
All right, so all right. Now that
what
all
do
the
we
fun,
got? What
now
do,
all
what
the fun stuff is over.
Yeah.
It's not that I don't want to talk about it. It's just that it's just a mire. On Friday, we have the British consul coming by. Do we know what's this guy's name?
His first name is Andrew.
Oh, Andrew.
Forgot his last name.
Andrew, the British consul will be coming by and
is that
spilling
today?
All, no, that's Friday.
Friday. Oh,
spilling
okay.
all the tea. On the royal wedding.
I was telling you that I remember going there, and either this guy or his wife is a huge fan of this show.
Oh, that's lovely to hear.
Well, his representative said he loves this show.
Oh, fantastic.
Well, he's got incredible taste. So.
When you say go there, you mean you went to the consulate?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You've never been?
No.
I
can honestly say I've never been to any consulate of any kind for any country ever.
We're not going to the ballet.
No! I like to stop by the British consulate.
BMW. For an incredible experience.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
So this guy's a fan?
Yeah, if it's the same guy, I remember.
All
but
right.
I think they're, you know.
You know his wife, though, right? What's
yeah,
the story?
This is like, I know they rotate them out every 5 years or so.
Oh. Is it like an appointed position?
Yeah,
kind of like an ambassador? Or
yeah.
I don't really understand how it all works.
So did you tea at the consulate? Is that what you were there for?
That's what we do at the consulate.
You know, I can't remember.
Tea and crumpets.
The philanthropic thing I was there for.
Oh,
I want to say.
I'm sure it had a charitable angle.
I want to say it was for the opera or the symphony.
No, of course it was. Let's raise money for music.
When I'm going to the ballet for an incredible experience.
I'd like to stop by the British consulate. So I think that Meghan Markle is going to be, her official title will be something like the Duchess of Sussex.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that right?
No.
But she'll be a princess, is that correct? A duchess and a princess? Like if she marries a prince, does she automatically become a princess?
Well,
I guess we can ask the consul.
Yeah. Isn't that what the guy's coming for?
What's the title be?
Answer all these important questions.
Yes, these are the burning questions that everyone wants the answers to. So, of course, now all this ugliness is kind of floating to the surface between her dad, her stepsister, and now her stepbrother. I didn't even know she had. They're all half siblings, by the way. So we're going to start
know her
with
title?
Sure.
Actress Meghan will be known as Her Royal Highness Princess Henry of Wales.
Princess Henry?
Yeah, using her husband's name. While any children born to the couple will be a lord or lady, not a prince or princess.
Oh, will they be in line for the throne though? They will until one of William's kids has a baby.
The pair together will be known as the Duke and Duchess of Sussex.
Oh. God, it's confusing.
Sorry, this
I'm the Duchess of Sussex. How funny to be like just an American kid growing up. You know, you dream of being an actress and suddenly you're the Duchess of Sussex.
Yeah, the Queen has said she's going to make Meghan a Duchess.
I'm going to wave my fairy wand and make her a duchess.
So she'll be Duchess of Sussex.
So Meghan Markle's half-sister, her name is Samantha Markle, she has been talking a lot and saying not very nice things about Meghan. And I think it all started, Harriet said something along the lines of she'll finally have the family she never had. Because her family was broken up, and I guess that there's been some strife. And probably Megan privately told him, like, yeah, ever since I got famous, they all had their hands out, or, you know, whatever, whatever she's been saying. So he had made some comment, not like in an official statement or anything, but sort of alluded that she's finally going to get the family that she's deserves and has always wanted. So her family rankled at that, Vincent. Thomas Markle, the dad, is not going to walk Meghan down the aisle Saturday. That is, it is known now. He's, I believe, in, well, I don't know what time zone he's in, but he had a heart surgery scheduled for 7:30 this morning. He will also not even be traveling to England. He is doing major surgery today. I think he's a West Coast guy. I'm not positive, though. 7:30 a.m. this morning. They're going in, clearing blockage, repairing damage, and putting in a stent where it's needed. Thomas had a heart attack about a week ago and began having more chest pains this past Monday. He checked himself to the hospital yesterday or Monday night, and a battery of tests determined you are not going to England. You are getting heart surgery. The heart attack did significant damage. He had decided on Monday not to attend the wedding because he felt that he had embarrassed Meghan and the royal family by staging a photo op with a paparazzi agency. The daughter there, Samantha, the half-sister, says he got $1,500 in payment plus a small percentage of the royalties for the £130,000 that this guy had gotten for these pictures. So I don't know if I buy that. Tuesday, he'd had a change of heart. He got some texts from Meghan saying she loves him, was concerned for his health, and he had said he hoped he could get out of the hospital and travel to England, but now it's impossible because he's going to undergo major surgery today. He also believes that an open letter written by his son, Thomas Jr., I guess he wrote, so some news outlet picked it up and posted it. It was a letter from the son, her half-brother Thomas Jr., to Prince Harry, discouraging him from marrying Meghan.
Oh, no.
And that is what triggered the heart attack. That's what he thinks. So I just got handed the letter right before we went on the air, so I have not read through it yet. I'm going to read through it and let you know if there's anything interesting in that.
You don't want to go straight to air with it?
I don't. I just want to see if it's interesting. If, you know, might be totally boring. And let's see if there's anything else just quickly
about
these
people. Well, if
there
was any prejudice going in, the rest of her family is confirming that she's not worthy of princessdom because of the way they're all behaving,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they're horrible. The mom seems nice. Doria is her name, Doria Ragland.
That's a yoga teacher lady?
Yes. She, I believe, got on the flight yesterday, and you know, she's the odds-on favorite to walk Meghan down the aisle. Mm-hmm. They say Meghan could just walk by herself, but my guess is it'll be her mom.
It just feels sad.
I know. She, I mean, when you get flown to England by the Queen for a royal wedding, it is first class all the way. She got into this, I guess... At LAX now, there's a private terminal, a whole terminal where if you're famous or a star, or if you can afford to get in there, just be rich, it's thousands of dollars just to enter the terminal. Forget your flight, forget everything else. It's thousands just to get in there. So she was driven to that.
It's first class terminal.
First class all the way.
All right.
So there you go. That's a roundup. I'll let you know if the Thomas Jr. letter is worth
it. I'm sure it's
fascinating.
Scummy.
Yeah, I'm sure. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Oh, my goodness. So much stuff. You caught me off guard. the Warriors game is tonight.
Oh! Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You just wouldn't believe what we talk about.
Underwear.
Yeah, we talk about underwear when we're not on the air. Well, we got a bunch of texts. I love this one. The 707 says, it depends on the size of your butt. I'm a 50-year-old black woman with a beautiful, naturally big butt, and I wear nothing but thongs. If I wear granny panties, half of them always end up in the crack and line show. Ugh. It's true. Like, I have a kind of a flat, wide ass. And the granny panties work out just fine for me. Sarah?
I love that the way he tried to walk that back.
I know.
Realizes, that's a good thing.
He realizes, like, halfway through the line that I am not psyched that he's saying
horrified.
I have a big old booty.
Well, the response from the rest of the show is like, oh.
Oh, burn. No, Bell. It's not good.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the new Krispy Kreme location at Fisherman's Wharf. Glazed, old-fashioned, sprinkles, you name it. That's Krispy Kreme at Fisherman's Wharf. Here's what's
Krispy
happening.
Krispy Kreme. Do it now.
It's easy over there.
Adele, stop eating my donuts.
So let me do a sports report here real quick for you as the Warriors play tonight.
Go Warriors.
Against the Rockets, 6 p.m. We're up one.
Yeah.
And Boston won again last
night. I know.
Yeah, they did.
It's crazy.
It is crazy because their two best players aren't playing.
Are they going to be back at all in time for the finals? If they
but I just can't believe that's a team clearly that we're going to see more of in the coming years. Their two best players have been hurt.
What's his bucket? Who's the big star on the Cavs?
Oh, LeBron James.
Yeah. He scored 42 points last night, and they still couldn't win. Like, I guess you can't be a one-man team, but still, it's like... How are they losing to Boston?
He's widely considered the best player in the league, but he's aging. One of the things that people... There's a point where you just can't do it by yourself.
Right.
You need help.
You need a couple other guys to put some points up there.
The NBA draft lottery...
I remember when he was 18. Like, I remember when he got drafted.
How old is he now?
Crazy.
He's got to be mid-30s. 33?
Probably, yeah.
Wow.
30-something? 32? Yeah.
33.
Okay.
But there's a lot of miles on those legs.
There are. I mean, that's the thing about basketball. It seems like baseball players, they can go, you know, it's just high contact and it seems like the wear and tear on your joints would kill you. The quick turns and the...
Well, you know, not that I want to talk about LeBron James too much because he is the enemy, but it's impressive
Very
that he's,
charming enemy.
He has stayed uninjured.
Yeah.
Throughout
That's
his
actually
career
incredible.
Because he's been carrying the bulk of the weight for his teams and never seems to get hurt.
Right. I mean, knock wood for him. I feel like, you know,
I
want the man to be hurt.
He's our enemy.
We're still going to crush him.
Well, we may not even play him. We may play Boston.
I know. It's unbelievable. How is this possible?
Anyway, go Warriors tonight, 6 o'clock.
John's actually following basketball for the first time in years.
Oh, because the Celtics are in.
All
right.
Game was on.
This story is surprising, so I thought I'd do it real quick. Half of men in their 30s struggle to get up. And by that, I mean a boner.
Oh.
Half.
Now I get out of bed.
Bren?
No.
Of men.
I mean, depending if I've been drinking a lot. Possibly, but
they do blame they say the surprise polling reveals this age group is most likely to struggle not only getting there but staying there, and that half of these people are blaming it on stress and another quarter are blaming it on boozing too much.
I feel like fertility rates and this sort of erectile dysfunction stuff that you're hearing about, and I feel like there's something underlying all of this. Like, I've long felt that, you know...
Could it be all the preservatives in our food and stuff being
like
not organic?
Something like that, Hooman. I don't know about the organic thing, but it's more about just sort of, you know, the mass production of food and the chemicals that we're putting in our bodies. That, like, I wonder if, like, 100 years from now, they'll look back at what we ate and go, I don't even know how they were able to reproduce. I don't know how they were able to... Like, these things are... Even things like having your phone in your pocket. Like, dudes are, you know,
they're
having half of 30-year-olds or...
Testicular cancer.
Sure. Or whatever. I mean, even if you don't wind up with cancer, like, isn't it possible that there's some underlying thing that's really affecting all
of
this?
Yeah, I do
think... Like, 30-year-olds should be, like, ready to go.
I do think it's... you're right that there's something. If I were to point to something, I would say it's the incredible easy access to porn.
Oh, that they've already taken care of themselves?
No, it's just that the way that people function within relationships now, it's not about like hanging with someone cool that you really like and you want to enjoy each other for a minute. There's too many weird other pressures about performance and selfies and pictures and how you measure up and all of these weird things that are coming into play when you should be like, I like you and we're both naked. Let's have some fun and it should be cool.
Right.
And it doesn't seem to be like two people connecting in a way that we're able to talk to each other and, you know, this pressure on a young man that shouldn't be there. He should be like, I'm so into you, and I'm so glad you're naked right now. This is going to be so fun. And there's no pressure in that. That's natural and fun and cool. Mm. And instead, for some reason, you're sitting there stressing on it. Because it can't be stress in the workplace. None of these kids 30 are working.
Oh,
kidding.
That's not
that was
true.
A joke. But you know what I mean.
I do.
I don't think it's that. I think it's got to be some kind of other stress, like interpersonal communication and relationship issue.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it just seems like things have really, life has changed a lot.
So too fast.
It's been really fast.
And no one can get the nerds to pump the brakes. They just like, dude, my phone's fast enough. You don't need to make it faster. Calm down. How about an
iPhone?
But
that's what I'm dedicating my life to.
3 years. You don't need a new one yet.
I know.
We certainly don't need a new one this year.
Well, we're getting one.
I know. And you see it in the news already. You've just bought one and you're like, what? They're already writing stories about the next one?
I totally agree with you. Like, I'm so super happy with my iPhone 6. Like, I don't want to change anything. I'm going to get it. I got to get a battery for it, though. The thing is just assing the bed. But I don't want more than that. I have everything I need. I don't need it. If when some, you know, giant innovation comes up, great, put out a new thing.
Is it freezing on you, though?
No.
Okay.
It's just everything takes so long to load and so long to open.
That sounds like it's freezing on you.
Really? One step from freezing. Huh?
Anita had the same phone, the 6 Plus. She loved it, and she finally upgraded because she couldn't navigate. Every time she'd swipe, wait.
Yeah, just
hit the button,
forever.
Wait.
Even like when I'm just trying to delete things, it's just like, oh my God. So I was told, though, that if I get a new battery, it'll solve all
right,
that.
That's what everyone says.
I'm going to try that.
Today.
At some point. I can't. I got stuff to do today.
Do you
the backyard? Is it the backyard?
It's not. Today is Wednesdays are my laundry day, and my kid has, middle of the freaking day, I got to drive him to a piano lesson.
Awesome.
Nice.
Get a license, kid.
Anyway, half of men in their 30s are struggling to get up and stay up. Oh. And,
It's interesting.
And the last thing I wanted to report on that, which sort of was part of the conclusion that I came to, is that a third of these people are breaking up with people because of it.
Mm.
There
really?
It is. Almost a third have broken up with their partner as a result. I can't make this thing work, so I'm going to have to dump you because the embarrassment is too strong.
Mm.
Huh. Right? It's got to be what it is.
You do feel like, is it me as a woman?
Yes.
That has experience that you don't find me attractive or you start to question yourself.
You do, and the guys are reassuring you, it's not you, I swear, believe them, it's not you.
Well, so you guys have, you know, boned a million guys.
Sure.
How many times?
Yes, between us.
2 million. A million each.
Yeah, a million each.
Yeah.
How many times does that happen to you?
More than I'd like to say.
Yeah, no. Dudes, I think sometimes it's performance anxiety. Like, I've watched
no
a guy
about
break
that.
A sweat. Like, oh my God, why are you failing me? I'm like, well, it doesn't really matter. I gotta go.
Oh, that's the way you handled it? Well, that was helpful.
Yeah. Well,
man, you're a mean lady.
I know.
You don't want to give him a pep talk? Build
you
them
can
up.
Talk,
this, buddy.
Please. It's a one night stand. I'm not wasting my time.
Oh my!
Like, oh, really? It's not working. Okay, bye.
Wow.
Yeah. No, rough. It's. But you do feel like, oh, am I not hot? And then I was like, totally hot enough.
Oh boy.
Please.
And you went back to the club after that.
Right, you think?
It's not two yet.
This story actually is what you were talking about a second ago. It's about how your food is bumming you out. It's not necessarily affecting your boner. But they say that fast food actually affects your mental health. They say it's because of all the trans fats in food, especially the fries. They mess with your levels of omega-3 fatty acids in your body, which can lead to pessimistic, aggressive behavior and depression.
You know, there are countries where trans fats have been banned, like that they're so terrible for you. And do they say specifically, if you look at packaging and you read the thing, does it say trans fats like right on it? Like,
I don't know.
Sometimes it'll say saturated or unsaturated or polyunsaturated or whatever. Which of those is the trans fats, and do they specifically say that? Because I've heard that You should cut those out of your diet if you can do it.
It's not only fast food that's bumming you out. They say diet soda, sugary cereal, prepackaged donuts, shortening and margarine, salty snacks, canned food. All of these things affect your mental health.
God,
and
who doesn't
can cause
eat some of that?
You to have a bad mood on the regular.
I love diet soda.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Still? You used to drink it every morning. You had a can of that stuff on you.
Yeah, I try not to drink as much soda
now. That
was
years ago, though. I don't.
Yeah. No, for years I was like a huge Diet Coke addict, but I don't. If I'm going to order a soda, I'll order something diet. Although lately I've been doing root beer because I like it even when it's sugary.
There's no caffeine in root beer.
Right, exactly. I'm just trying to avoid soda. It's hard, though.
You love it.
Well, it's not even that I love it. It's that if I'm not going to have a drink, I feel like I want more than water.
Well, if you're not going to drink booze, I mean, I go there all the time. Well, if I can't have a beer or 10, I can at least have a Coke.
Right.
For crying
That's
out loud.
How
One
I
Coke.
Feel. I know. Like
and
everyone's
usually,
out.
And I hammer the thing down and the waitress will come by and go, another Coke? Nah. Better.
I'll stick with water.
Not do that again.
But they do say that a regular sugared soda is actually better for you than the diet sodas.
Oh.
That's what I've heard.
All right.
Long term, apparently. I don't know. Soda.
It's true, Sarah.
Phase it out.
Regular
A study
soda is
brought
better
to you by
diet.
The soda company.
Right.
415 says, you people are transfatophobic. Yeah, I mean, it does sound like it's bad.
Well.
Oh. And there's a girl and her boyfriend. They're 36 years old. He's so stressed from work. Works 70 hours a week. I have no doubt he loves me and is attracted to me. It's tough. They're going through the dysfunction.
Oh.
That's trippy.
Mm.
But that's probably a tech worker. 70 hours a week. They are...
It does sound like someone who's putting in some major...
Being grinded to smithereens. And you should hear the conversations. It's unbelievable.
What do you mean?
It's just...
Like you hear her on her conference calls?
Yeah, the conference calls that are happening and the inner workings of these giant corporations. You just like... Wow, down to the... You guys sit there and talk about every little darn thing.
How does she like the job at Salesforce?
She likes it a lot.
Yeah.
She loves it, actually.
Oh, good.
That's a good company.
Yeah.
She just told me some guy... You know how for paternity leave, we get 6 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Salesforce people get 6 months.
Wow.
The dad.
That's incredible.
Not the mom. The dad. Well, the moms do, too, but the dads get it as well.
They're doing it right there. The thing is, though, so you have a few kids over your lifetime. You get these 6 months off or whatever it is. Like, your dedication to that company, and the equal pay thing that they're super serious about there, and the whole, philanthropy thing. They sound like the way a company should be. And look at how successful they are.
Yeah.
Doing all these things that you'd think, that'll cost you, that'll set you back. And turns out, makes people care more about where they work.
Doesn't stop people from calling their building a wiener.
Yeah, it does look like a big penis. So huge. Just dominates the skyline.
Well, that's going to change.
Yeah,
have you seen all the cranes? Oh, you don't look when you're driving.
I don't look, yeah.
Right now, there must be it's not south San Francisco. It's just south of the city, down by the ballpark, past it. There must be...
Mission Bay, is it?
I guess so. Whatever they're calling that now.
Yeah. I don't know. I grew up in the city. I don't know places.
Right.
Like, what? Where's that?
No, they renamed that area as they're building it up. And I think it is Mission Bay.
Are we getting some ones that are taller than that one?
I don't know. But there's 8 or 10 cranes down there right now that are all getting ready to put stuff up.
Go to Bedrock, everybody.
No doubt. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Plenty of guys at the window ready for Sarah if John's gone, says 925.
Will Hooman. My little Hooman is first in line.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
What?
What are you doing, dude?
Just sending texts and hanging out.
That was inappropriate, Hooman.
I know.
I'm a difficult person to be in a relationship with. It takes a special guy.
Yeah.
I think Hooman would be over me pretty fast.
I like my freedom.
Did Yuzi buy edible underwear? Asks 925.
Oh, Yuzi.
I did not. I did not.
Has anybody ever experienced that in their entire lives?
Oh, totally.
What?
It's like licorice.
Licorice.
Yeah, the edible underwear.
They're like,
what do you mean?
Made out of rope?
It's like a string bikini. They're not. I was thinking that they would be more like those fruit roll-ups.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Fruit roll-ups. Sure.
So they're kind of chewy. You have to chew your way through the underwear.
Edible underwear are very chewy.
This picture explains it all. Take a look.
What is it? Describe it.
That looks like yarn.
That is actually string licorice that's been crocheted into an edible thong.
So someone just made that. Someone just made that.
That actually looks horrible.
I would not want to put that on me. I've purchased has been the consistency of like licorice, but fruit roll-ups, that describes it.
Do you stretch it out when you pull it on so then it kind of hangs loose? Like, seems like how would there be elastic?
It doesn't really stand for that long.
What is the deal? Oh. So the deal isn't that you're sitting there waiting for them finish the underwear before they get to you.
It's more funny than anything. Okay. I mean, you're not going to eat the whole pair of underwear. It's just funny.
All right. Well, that's good to know.
Let me save the rest of this for later. I want a snack
later. Oh, look,
it's
a candy G-string. That's nice.
Oh, boy.
Oh, like the candy necklaces?
They really do have everything you want out there.
That's like a candy necklace. Like you bite off the little round rings.
I love those.
Really? Do you love them that much? Because that is an entire sheet of them. No, I wouldn't. I don't want that. Can you take that off?
Pull your hair.
Can you please just take that off for me? Thank you.
Roll that down your legs on its little wheels.
What's coming up in the trash,
Oh, my God.
Sarah?
Is it that time? Yep. Boy, the show is just flying by. I'm going to start with the Hot 100, the biggest songs in the country this year at this moment. And then I've got the upfronts for ABC.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.